Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Family life at its finest. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Ephesians 6, 1 and 2. Paul quotes the words of Moses to show that obedient children enjoy life well and long on the earth, Ephesians 6, 3. And obedient children develop best when rooted in the training and instruction of the Lord, Ephesians 6, 4. John and Charles Wesley, great 18th century revival leaders in England, were taught to obey as Jesus did. Their mother, Susanna Wesley, gave this description of their upbringing. Walk with Susanna Wesley, textbook author and teacher, but best remembered as the mother of John and Charles Wesley. I insisted on conquering a child's will, for when this is thoroughly done, a child can be governed by the reason and piety of his parents until its own understanding comes into maturity and the principles of religion have taken root in its mind. Self-will is the root of all sin and misery. Whatever promotes this in children ensures their wretchedness. Whatever checks it increases their future happiness. The parent who indulges the child's self-will does the devil's work, makes religion impracticable, salvation unattainable, and is working to damn his child's soul forever. Without renouncing the world, no one can follow my method. Very few would devote more than 20 years of their life to save the souls of their children, which they think may be saved without so much ado. Yet that was my intention, however unskillfully and unsuccessfully managed. Today's New Testament reading is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 9.
Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free. And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there's no favoritism with him.
Young person, if God's own son willingly submitted to earthly parents, is he asking too much for you to do the same? Parents, if your children see you as standing in the place of God, what needs to change in order for the picture to be accurate and consistent? Obedient children, honored parents, God-honoring lives, that's family life at its finest in the family of God.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.